I think love of the game, and I think they appreciate that if you put in enough, there's a fair chance you'll get enough out of it, like, you know.
Oh, you'd have to give serious respect to Cork. Like, obviously, they have a game plan that works for them, you know, over the 9-10 years. But to me, you're still sort of looking to try and influence the game as much as you can. And the team that asks the most questions or comes up with the most answers will end up winning the game.
I suppose playing in Dublin against Dublin, like, confers some advantage on them, even psychologically, you know. But then I suppose to balance that out, I've played in Croke Park lots of times. So whatever advantage they've had to play at home is probably counterbalanced, you know.
What I would try and impart on the players is that, you know, you've got to make days count, and here, who knows, like, I didn't think last September when we lost to Cork by a point and when I was Monaghan, I didn't think I would be back in Croke Park in any time thing. So, you know, sometimes, you know, chances present themselves and you just have to take them.
Man United supporters just take it for granted that they'd win, like, you know, and Munster rugby would take, Kerry would take it for granted that that's human nature. Not logically, but almost emotionally, or... All this feeling is faded, like a car
into the night, like a painkiller. It's probably tipped them from the start to be in the final, and, you know, they're a really good side, and they have really done well under 21 as well, so a lot of their girls got a lot of experience there, as well as the older girls around my age who have been around for a while.
Cork has, you know, huge respect for what they've achieved. You know, they always have the same game plan, and, you know, there's just a group of players there that never give up, so we know what we're going to get from them, so it's going to be, you know, a really tough game of football.
I'm sure it's just going to be a huge battle. You know, it's going to come down to the team that want it on the day. We're just going to have to give it 100% and no regrets coming off that pitch.
Like us, they've got a good blend, and it just really will come down to work great and doing the simple things right and just never giving up until the end, and hopefully we can come out with a win. But if we do, it won't be easy.
You know, a lot of people have been wanting a Dublin and Cork All-Ireland final, and whenever we play each other, there's always only a few scores in it, and the calibre of players in both teams and the skill sets in both teams is really strong. So for a ladies' game of football, it will be a great exhibition to show how, you know, how the profile has increased and how the standard of ladies' game of football has improved.
They're a fast young side, and, you know, they haven't beaten us in a while, and that's gonna hurt them, and they're gonna come up guns blazing at us. But, you know, I just think we need to be just settled down and play our game and do our best and enjoy it.